This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
4:01 on 98.7 ESPN. And of course, you can watch us on Yes as well. And also on Yes, you can watch the New York Yankees as Aaron Judge had a fantastic weekend, and some of those wonderful calls were made by our very own
Michael.
In fact, all of those calls were made by our very own
single one of them.
Michael K. Michael, how are you?
I've been better. How you doing?
Better physically or annoyed with technology?
Annoyed with technology in the city of technology.
Oh, that's a great point. You might as well, the only place more tech savvy would be if you're doing the show from Cupertino.
Yeah, I could be just well be doing the show from a Motel 6 right now.
Well, you sound pretty
good. Pasadena. Very, very, very annoyed. Very chapped, Michael K.
Love a chapped K. Donnie.
Chapped Michael is always a good Michael.
Yeah, that's one of the best Michaels. So bring it. We've been waiting. Yeah, we've been waiting for you for an hour.
So are you okay, Peter, with the Celtics?
I don't know what you're referring to. You're talking about the Celtics loss last night? Is that what you're referring to?
No, I'm referring to the history of the franchise. Yes, the Celtics loss.
Listen, the truth is I was very annoyed last night, but like it became clear pretty early what was happening. So by the time it ended, I sort of just adjusted to like, well, hey, that was a really fun week. But I mean, Michael, in all fairness, you play that brand of basketball, which was basically a terrible brand of basketball, as Charles Barkley said after the show, and I think after the game, and I think he was right. What can you expect to do? They're a very talented team, but they were poorly coached last night. Their game plan was bad. Tatum gets hurt early. They jack threes all day. Jaylen Brown decides to handle the ball like Julius Randle and turn it over 8 times. What the hell could I expect?
I'm sorry you're going through this.
Thank you.
Yeah, are you really? Honestly.
I really am.
No, you're not.
No, I don't want him to be unhappy.
You know what?
You had a good run. You had a better run than Knicks fans did, right?
I know. And by the way, Knicks fans, Don, I forgot to tell you this. Knicks fans are so sensitive. Jeez. I mean, you know, I love the Knicks fan base. I truly love how passionate they are. It's contagious. It's amazing. But like, I put up a tweet last night saying basically Jaylen Brown is doing his best Julius Randle impression. I got like 20 angry people. Why are you taking shots at us? We don't deserve this. I was like, wait a second.
No, relax.
It was just a comp. And last time I checked, half of you were complaining about Randle yourself. Relax.
Yeah, but you know the way it is, though. You can't complain about – they can complain about it. You can't.
I know. And I had my friend DJ Juanito, the great DJ Juanito, is in my chat saying, oh, the Knicks are playing like the Celtics right now. The Celtics are playing like the Knicks right now, he said. I said, no. If the Celtics were playing like the Knicks, they would be not playing altogether. Let's just not even talk about this.
Yeah, that's a very good line by you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I was proud of it.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
Now, I know you guys have touched on the Aaron Judge situation. Did somebody bring up what they thought was a slur of a word from my call?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it might have been the first call.
It came up pretty early.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was on the screen. I saw the screen, and I said, that's something that Peter will take.
And he did.
I did.
And we played it.
Aaron,
I asked him, Peter, are you comfortable playing it? Next thing I heard.
But I'll tell you what. But I'll tell you what, Michael. I did play it, and I did chuckle, but I didn't think it was that bad.
It was a terrific call.
Yeah, it was the dovetail to a call. I'll live with it.
Yeah, you have a little issue,
and the synapses aren't firing, and something comes out the wrong way. What can I say? I apologize.
We're just trying to figure out, because usually when that happens, it's because there's, like you said, Juz, that there's an S or a Z coming next that jumped the previous word. You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't the case, so it was just...
No, I just don't think my mind works the right way anymore.
But see, don't play the victim. We're having fun.
No, I'm not playing the victim. I'm trying to explain
because
it.
You can't throw senility or mild stroke out because it was a phenomenal call.
It was a great call, let's be honest.
I'm being honest. I was nothing but honest. I only know one way honest. It was a great call. The energy was terrific. It was accurate, descriptive. So the just kind of came out of nowhere. Now, will this take on an Arson Judge tone? Will we go to Yankee Stadium and see JUSS jerseys with 99 on the back.
See, you know what? I think you're spelling it right. I think it was J-U-Z-Z.
Yeah, that, we went J-U-Z-Z. Let's relive it.
Drilled deep to left field. That ball is off the pole. A home run. A laser to left field. A two-run shot by Judge. And the Yankees lead 3-1.
You know, I contend that it was Judge. It just didn't sound the right way, you know? I'm good with it.
You do it again.
I do it again, as Don would say. I would do it again. I'd be proud of it, too. I would be very proud if I did it again.
Peter, wouldn't it be great to get to the point where things that we did were analyzed and dissected to this level?
Well, you only
That's
dream
the way you got to look at it.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, have we touched on Game Time yet? Brought to you by Tell
Sure,
we've
done some Game Time. We've done some Diamond Notes. We've even done a Pinstripe Report.
Really?
Oh,
Have you gotten Aaron Hicks to the Orioles yet?
No.
Yeah, he signed with the Orioles.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a double win for the Yankees.
Well, you say that.
I don't know.
It could end up becoming a nightmare is what you're saying.
Yes.
He was starting to hit. For 2 years where he could not even strike the ball, they kept him around. And then when he started to hit, that's when they finally designated him for assignment. Mm. And it comes at a great time for the Orioles because Cedric Mullins goes on the IL with a groin pull, which could take a while. And Aaron Boone, on his weekly segment on John Boy Media, said that Rizzo's not playing again tonight, and they're not that concerned about Bader, but I don't know. I can't see them not putting him on the IL just to make sure, and these muscle injuries take a long time to heal as we, you know, look at Stanton. He's in Somerset right now, 2 months after he pulled a hamstring. Mm. So these things take a long time.
Now, I know social media can be a wasteland of ignorance.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
But there seemed to be a consensus that what Tatis did at first was dirty or illegal. I didn't see it that way. Did you?
No
just
way.
Trying to get back to first. And it was actually Rizzo's glove that moved his foot that then made his leg collide with the knee. I thought it was a complete accident.
I think he was lazy where he didn't slide in, but I don't think he's trying to hurt
Rizzo. That's a different story. I don't think he did anything dirty.
No, I don't think so either. I didn't see that much of that on social media. Do you see a lot of people blaming Tatis?
Yeah,
I mean, Tatis obviously was the villain of the weekend.
Oh, of course. He's very good, by the way.
He's very good.
But
I don't know if I could take that act. I'm sorry. As great as he is, that is some act.
I got to tell you, we get on the Yankees for the no names on the back or not for our fun, but the being too businesslike and no beards and all that. But I think the general structure of the organization doesn't allow for a lot of the stuff that would aggravate us on a daily basis. Now, the younger fans love it, but from that standpoint, you don't see players like the stuff that's happening with the Rays and the Blue Jays and Tatis's act, like that would not happen with a Yankee.
Well, you know what else I heard with the Padres in town? You'll be stunned by this. I was stunned. Pretty good source. I can't say who it is, but a pretty good source.
All right.
That Machado and Tatis don't even look at each other. They don't even speak to each other.
Really?
There's such an enmity there.
Oh, any idea why?
Well, remember Machado yelled at Tatis in the dugout. I guess it was 2 years ago. He's kind of goofy, Tatis, you know? And Machado didn't like the way he was going around about his business, and maybe the 80-game suspension added to that. But they don't say a word to each other. They don't even look at each other.
I'll tell you, that team is an epic mess.
And that the whole team is kind of dysfunctional. You know, and I was telling some people that over the weekend. They said, well, 77 and 78 Yankees, they didn't like each other. Yeah, but they won. And the A's in the 70s, they won 3 in a row. This team hasn't won anything. They beat the Mets in a wild card series. That's about it. So, I mean, you can throw all the money you want at as many big players as you want. And if it's not a team that's put together the right way, what does it mean?
I know.
I mean, look at the Mets. The Mets have the highest payroll in the history of the sport. And if they play at this pace, they'll be 81 and 81. And I would say that's Steve Cohen not getting his money's worth. So, again, there has to be some form of chemistry. And, the people always say, well, chemistry comes when you win. Well, it could be the other way, too. Winning comes with chemistry. I mean, you can't just throw big stars together and say it's going to work.
Chemistry, I don't even know if everybody knowing their role. Like, there's just, you're right. And this is when they talk about that would be a great fantasy team, and I'm sure you would win your league with that kind of a fantasy team. But on the field, It just hasn't worked. I'll tell you, my pick for the World Series is embarrassing right now. I got Seattle and San Diego. They better get their act together, the two of them.
You know what stunned me about yesterday's game with Seattle? This kid had so much advance notice of being great, Bryce Miller. He had done something that no pitcher had ever done since 1901 in the first five starts of his career, and he couldn't get the Yankees out. I mean, all I heard was how I was really looking forward to watching him, and he couldn't get the Yankees out. It was really, really awful, really awful. And Seattle's interesting. They've got a decent team. They've got a pretty good bullpen. They've got good starting pitching, but I don't know if they're going to score enough. Just don't know. So it's kind of weird, and I'm sure you guys have talked about Judge. We want to hear from you as well, 1-800-919-3776. I don't know if there's a better player in baseball, and that includes Mike Trout, and that includes Shohei Ohtani. I mean, his numbers right now are better. I mean, literally better across the board than the numbers he had at this point last year when he won the MVP, and he hit 62 home runs. He has more home runs, more RBIs, more runs scored, better OPS, everything. And this is a guy who missed 10 games. So if he didn't make that slide in Minnesota, can you imagine where he'd be right now? He might have the same amount of home runs as Pete Alonso. I would assume that in 10 games he'd hit 3 home runs. So he has 17. I mean, he's on pace for another great year. Tell me another player. I'll give you the ones I think of. Like if I was starting a team, and let's say age is not a factor.
Right.
I love Julio Rodriguez. I love him. He's going to be an unbelievable star. He's a star now. I love Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yes.
I'd love to have Shohei Ohtani on my team. I'd love to have Trout on my team. But Judge, everything he brings to the party, the leader that he is, the way he represents the organization, the way that he doesn't rub it in people's faces when he hits a home run, I don't know. I think he's the best player in baseball. I think the Yankees, you know, people criticize the 9 years, and maybe that's going to end up biting them in year 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe. But right now, they have themselves the best player in baseball, yeah, I believe. And you guys might disagree.
Well, the only reason I disagree is, like, what's his earned run average, right? That Ohtani's going to win just because he's a unicorn and he's doing something nobody has ever done before. But as far as what he can – the dominance, though, goes to Judge, right? Because as good a pitcher as he is, he's not the best pitcher in baseball. He's very, very good. And as a hitter, he's very, very good, but he's not the best hitter in baseball. So in that one particular moment, you know, can he be as dominant as Judge can be in any given moment? And the answer is no. Now, overall, you give it to Ohtani, because, again, I'd ask the question, what's Judge's earn run average? That's how crazy it is. But as far as impact is concerned, to go out there and do what he does every day, that's the thing. Ohtani can pitch a perfect game. He's not going to pitch for another 5 days. And I'm not sure Ohtani could ever be the offensive player that Judge is. Judge could do this almost every night, Michael. It's incredible.
And he doesn't play the field, Don.
Right. I understand that. But I'm just saying, he pitches, and he pitches to an outstanding level, which makes it incredible. But to agree with you, Michael, he can go out today and do the same thing he did yesterday. Hit 2 home runs, steal a home run. It's not even the first home run he stole this week. He stole a home run back in the San Diego series. Like, it's crazy how dominant he can be in any given moment. And right now, you're right. Like, would you want Ohtani to be able to plug him into your rotation and have him be able to bat in your order every day? Of course. That's why he's going to break the bank when he becomes a free agent at the end of the year and make more money than Judge. But right now, on a daily basis, the impact is incredible, Michael, to the point that if he duplicates or surpasses what he did last year, you're going to start to compare him to the greats that ever put on a Yankee uniform.
Well, he's playing at that level. That's a good point, Don. I mean, since 2017, he has more home runs than any player in baseball. And remember, he missed a lot of time, too. There was that period of years where he was hurt, and he still has way, way more home runs than anybody, even the number two guy. And you know, in terms of Ohtani, yeah, I know he's a unicorn, and no one could do what he can do, not even Babe Ruth. You know, people always misrepresent that, guys. Babe Ruth didn't pitch and hit at the same time. Babe Ruth pitched. And occasionally he would hit, and they'd say, well, this guy could hit, and then he stopped pitching. It's not like he did both at the same time. So Ohtani's doing something that's never, ever, ever been done on a regular basis. But when you take Ohtani's WAR from last year as a pitcher, and then you take Ohtani's WAR as a hitter, and you add them together, It does not beat Judge's WAR. So Judge was the better player last year, even when you combine the fact that Ohtani is a phenomenal pitcher and a really fine hitter as well. Judge is better. He's better. Now, Acuña Jr. is outstanding. Julio Rodriguez is outstanding. I'm sure there are other players that I'm missing out there that are really, really good as well. Mike Trout. But you give me my choice, I think I'm taking Judge. And I might not take Judge 4 years from now. I might not have taken Judge 4 years ago. But this year and last year, the numbers that he's put up, nobody could stop him. Nobody could stop him. And there's not like, you know, he's got decent protection in the lineup. But think about it this way. Is there anybody hitting behind him that's as good as him?
And especially, you know, with Rizzo out of the lineup, it's incredible. And if Bader's going to miss any time, he's carried this team. Where would they be without him, Michael? Honestly, where would they be? What would their record be?
They'd be in the tank.
Yeah.
They'd be under 500. They'd be in last place in the East. Now, obviously, if they didn't have him, like, let's say Aaron Judge did sign with San Francisco, right? Well, they'd have to replace him. But there's no replacement out there. Who's better than him? Who even comes close to him?
Who would have been available in free agency, Michael, that they would have been able to
Michael
give a contract?
Michael Conforto?
Forget it. I mean, I love Conforto's game when he's healthy, but he's a quarter. He's half a judge.
I mean, yeah, half max.
Yeah.
Closer to quarter. Also, what I love about the Judge story, too, is that the narrative of him being oft injured was such a big thing that, like, knock on wood, he's putting to bed over the last few years. Like, if he can really just have, you know, even if he were to have another weak stint, whatever, this year, Michael, that would be three straight years of kind of putting this whole thing to bed. That was just a period earlier in his career, and that's not a defining trait of his anymore.
No, I think that's a great point, Peter, because, you know, he played 157 games last year. Now, he's not going to play that this year because he missed 10. And then they had him miss that Sunday game after he went 4-for-4 in Cincinnati. So he's missed 11 games. And his numbers are still on par to what they were last year at this time. So it's like he just like sloughed off the 10 games that he missed and just picked up the pace. And he has not been hurt. And the injuries that he had, they were not injuries that would concern you like Stanton's injuries, which are, you know, those are muscle pulls. Judge hurt his side diving for ball, and it was not diagnosed the right way, and then he missed a long, long time. So bottom line is last year he played almost every game, and this year, missing those 10 games is big. But he's been a stud every single time he goes out on the field. I love watching him play. I really do.
And you're right
he's
about
a good base like, runner. Listen. He's a good outfielder. He has a great arm. He hits for average. He's actually a better player than he was last year, where he won the MVP.
Yes, and the problem with Stanton is you can pen, write in ink. He's going to go on the IL at least once every year.
And they're not just baby stints either.
No, he's been out for a while. You know, he's going to be in summer. I was just talking earlier, Michael. That's going to be quite the Somerset Patriot game tonight, with Stanton, Donaldson, and Canely all getting a chance to rehab. So that's good. If you're in the area, go check that out. You get a chance to see three major leaguers on the field, possibly at the same time if Canely comes in and those guys are still playing. But and then they're going to get them back, and we'll see. But, yeah, Stan's kind of that's what it is. But to Peter's point, if you get two consecutive healthy 150-plus seasons out of him, he's definitely putting that in his rearview mirror as far as the injuries are concerned.
1-800-919-3776. Peter, have you ever given thought that Don has some kind of investment in the Somerset Patriots? He talks them up so much.
Oh, he loves them.
If you're in the area, go see them. It sounds like somebody who owns a piece of the place.
I'm a Patriot boy. Wait, I'm doing a service to our listeners. It's a great ballpark. It's not that far away. So for $12, you could sit there and watch Stanton hit like a 400-foot home run possibly?
No. What you're saying
is... How about this? You can go and boo Donaldson if you want. Maybe warm yourself up for when he gets called back up.
Also a good time.
Do you have to warm up booing?
Yes.
It just seems like he's got some kind of vested interest, Peter. That's all I'm saying.
Like, the man just loves New Jersey. He loves where he's from, and he wants to share.
Well, it's a nice minor league ballpark. You don't think that people that don't know that appreciated that I was just throwing it out there, and they just maybe happened to be with the family driving up 287? And saying,
and then they pulled off. They said, let's go. Don just said, go to Somerset. Let's do it.
When they got one of the – they got an 11 a.m. first pitch. I'm thinking of going and then going to work.
Oh, I like how you're
thinking
about that.
Yeah, I like that.
Why do they start games at 11 a.m.?
Every once in a while, they'll have another one until August. I don't know. Maybe it's you know, it can't be getaway day because it's the middle of the series. They just started a series today, so I don't know why. I'm sure they have their reasons. That shows you that I'm not actually connected to the organization. Otherwise, I'd have an answer for you. I don't. But they
how about this in terms of the MLB Network, guys? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The Yankees have won 28 games. And he's played in 28 wins where the Yankees actually put a W up. 390, 16 homers, 34 runs batted in. In the 17 Yankee losses, 161, a home run, and four ribbies.
Right. He's the team.
He is the team. He's the team. I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's overall a good thing, you know, but like, thank God you have him. I mean, you'd like it to be about more than just one guy, but it's nice that he's on your team.
All right, so I've got to check because, you know, our communication is somewhat limited today. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to check with the great Jacob. Jacob, am I going with NJ Diet next?
Oh, yeah, NJ Diet's up first.
Is that a yay?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, let's talk diet.
All right. You know, you could shed that fat and be slimmer for this summer. Don't be that guy with the T-shirt on in the pool. NJ Diet will help you the natural way. There are no shots, no hormones, and no surgery. You'll lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with NJ Diet. They use your hair, saliva, and blood work, along with bioenergetic scans, to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat burning zone so you can finally lose that weight. Then NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep it off. Best of all, it's contractually guaranteed. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water, and you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations throughout New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or available from home with live online video consultations. 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael, you surviving out there in the homeless?
I'm going to probably have a small stroke today from all the aggravation, but we'll try to make the best of it.
Please.
But now,
why don't we go to the phones?
Yeah, that's a safe way to go. I like phones.
All right, let's go to Pete in the car. Pete.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
I'll try to brighten your day a little bit, Michael. I got a little story about my son, Aaron Judge, I wanted to share. So a couple weeks back, my son's 8 years old, his name's Liam. We take him to Rizzo Bobblehead Night at the stadium. And actually, because he was gearing up for a pretty serious surgery that he was getting. So this was kind of the last hurrah before he went on the IL. And, you know, he decides to make himself a little sign
that says, hey, Aaron, I'm getting surgery next week. Can I get a ball for good luck, right? So I'm trying to lower his expectations a little bit, and I'm like, you know, Liam, daddy's almost 40. You know, I've never gotten a ball from a major league player or called one enter a game, but he was sure. Well, sure enough, the fourth of the fifth inning, Judge is finishing up his warm-ups and right. We were sitting in section 110, and I see him scan the stands to see who he's going to throw to. He does a double take because he must have saw the sign. And from about 25 yards away, he tosses a one bouncer. I catch it, put it in my son's glove, and he was elated. I was actually so caught up in my son's excitement that I didn't even get a chance to acknowledge him. But I'm sure he understood. Anyway, fast forward to this past Tuesday. It's surgery day, right? And I say, Liam, you know, what do you want to bring to the hospital? Of course, all he wanted to take was his Aaron Judge ball. So, you know, he has the surgery, and I don't know if you guys have had to experience that. Not fun as a parent. It sucks. But he got through it. All went well. And as he's kind of coming to and he gets discharged that night, one of the first things he asks in the car ride home, he goes, are the Yankees on tonight? And I said, yeah, they're playing the Orioles. And he goes, wouldn't it be amazing if Judge hit a home run on my surgery day? I said, yeah, Liam, that would be pretty cool. Well, a couple hours later, we're on the couch. He passed out about probably the fourth or fifth inning. It may have been the soothing sounds of Michael Kay, but it was more likely the heavy dose of pain medication that he was on. And sure enough, Judge hits the game-tying home run in the ninth inning as my son is fast asleep in my lap. And I'll just say that moment, you know, of course the tears come into my eyes, and I just wanted to thank Aaron Judge, thank the Yankees, thank Major League Baseball for making an otherwise pretty crappy day a pretty special one.
Well, Pete, I hope that Liam's okay. I hope that he does well in his recovery. Yeah. And, you know, listen, I don't need to be Aaron Judge's PR person, but it's amazing how he sees everything. I mean, he knows what cameras are on. He knows if there's signs in the stands about him. He knows where kids are all the time. And, I mean, you can't say that for everybody. And I've seen around kids. Very few athletes in the 37 years that I've covered the Yankees have ever been as good around kids as this guy. I've told you the story, like when he met my son.
Yeah.
You know, he gets down on his knee so that he's, you know, he's at eye level with the kid and he's really talking with him. So it's not just like a perfunctory, you know, that sort of deal. He really gets how important he is to kids. So, I mean, that's aside from the fact that he happens to be a great player.
And
I'm
also
sure there are guys that aren't good players that are good with kids, but this is the entire package the Yankees have. So they're kind of fortunate. And, you know, Buck Showalter once told me you could tell how a person's going to be by pretty much seeing how their parents are. And you saw that with Jeter, and you see that with Judge.
Yeah, and it's pretty special to have that. And I know the Yankees are all about championships, and we have fun with the Yankee callers that, you know, only want to see championships and don't appreciate what's going on. I hope it's not coming at the expense of enjoying watching this guy play every day. And I understand he's going to answer come October time. And the one thing he may not have, Michael, if he has a special career, you know, he doesn't want to be Don Mattingly. If he's gonna be Mickey Mantle, he's gonna have to win some rings. And if he wants to be Yogi, if he wants to be DiMaggio, if he wants to be Ruth, if he wants to be Garrick, those guys won rings. And I get that, and that's for a conversation for October. But the reason we fall in love with sports, the reason why regular season stats matter more than postseason sometimes as far as the records are concerned is because that's the one thing that's guaranteed, the regular season. That's where we fall in love with it because that's the day in, day out. And championships aren't promised to anybody. And I know you want to win a ring, and I know that you judge everything based on that, but don't have it come at the expense of really thoroughly enjoying having this player to watch every single
game. And it really, watching what's happened this year and hearing stories like that beautiful story we just heard, which was really, really touching, do you understand now the position that Hal and Cashman were in the last year? This was an absolute, you had to get it done deal.
Yep.
There is no world in any version of this in which you think that they had any real stroke. That's why I'm impressed with the deal they ended up getting, because it could have been worse. He is that great and that valuable to any team.
Yeah, they had no option. And you know what? And it's going to be money well spent, because Don mentioned it earlier. Otani's going to get over $50 million a year. And to me, Judge is just as good. So they didn't have an option. And you're right. I know the Padres would have given more. and the Giants would have given more. So you can't say he gave a discount at 360 for nine, but he did take a little bit less than he could have gotten from other teams because he wanted to stay with the Yankees. And I think that Hal being involved like he was and making that call from Europe, I think that put a personal touch to it. And adding that ninth year was the thing that put it over the top. Let's go to Greg in Tom's River. Greg.
Hey, guys. Before I get to my point, Paul O'Neill hit two home runs on Seinfeld for that kid and an inside the marker. Anyway.
You know, that's a great point.
I was calling about that rant that Don went on Friday about not going back to the old days of baseball and what do we want, Amish baseball and all that. I just have one thing because it was really burning me on Friday. I pay for a cable package to get the Yankees on YES. And last week, there was a game on Major League Baseball Network and a game on Apple TV. And, boy, it really frosted my cookies.
No, it should.
I was hearkening back, Don, to the days, no disrespect to you, Michael, hearkening back to the days of Phil Rizzuto and Bill White and Jimmy Hunter. But, boy, that really, I sit down and I'm ready for the game. And, boy, I'm ready to enjoy the game. And guess what?
Hey,
it's not on.
Greg, please do not misunderstand me. I was not talking about that. I was talking about the analytics of baseball. When I said, do you want to go back to Amish baseball, the old timey? No, the fact that last week there were three different Yankee games on three different apps is ridiculous. I get the Prime thing, and if you're a Yankee fan, you get Prime, you're going to get 30, 40 games a year. But for the Peacock, which is once in a blue moon, the Apple TV, which is once or twice a year, it's ridiculous. I 100% agree with you.
Well, Greg, let me say one thing, and I understand your frustration. And I get it. I grew up watching the Yankees on PIX. The Yankees had nothing to do with the games on Apple and Peacock. That's the greed of Major League Baseball, just like the greed of the NFL putting that playoff game on Peacock. That's the league. The Yankees, the YES Network does 125 games on YES. And then they do 20 games on Amazon, which used to be on PIX. Then the other 17 games are taken by Major League Baseball because of the contracts that they signed with Fox, with ESPN, with Apple, and with Peacock. So people's anger at the Yankees is misplaced. And also, you have to think about it this way. And Don, you remember this because you were in town. Peter wasn't yet. All the games were free at one point until 24 years ago, MSG got the games. And people's heads exploded because every game then, most of the games are on MSG. And all, we're paying for baseball games. So things do evolve, sometimes not to your liking. And if you're an older family in Albany and you're getting your games with, you know, the rabbit ears and stuff like that, I don't know what to tell you. My heart goes out to you.
I know.
But this is the way sports are going. It's not just baseball. Don't blame the Yankees. And yes, on this, I'm not being Yankee boy here. The Peacock games, Yankees have nothing to do with that. The Apple TV games, the Yankees have nothing to do with that. Fox and ESPN, those are games that are sold by Major League Baseball. If you have the YES Network, you get 125 YES games and 20 games on Prime. That's it. That's all the Yankees control.
Right. But regardless of who it is to blame, Michael, you're asking them to buy another layer. When the cable came out, that's the way I described it with Prime. It was like, all right, I got to get cable. Now I got to get my app. But when it's multiple apps, and I know people are going to say, wait, you can get a 30-day trial for Peacock, or you can get a 30-day trial for Apple. But you can't keep doing that every single year. And when there's multiple games, I mean, eventually you're going to have to pay for it or miss the game. So I get that the app has now become a part of a landscape. But when you're asking people to get more than one, when the Yankees and Mets ended up on MSG, they were on MSG. They didn't make you go get something else. It was just MSG. And then when they moved to the sports channel, or when they became YES, it wasn't like, oh, get it on YES, but then there's going to be 20 games you're going to have to go get on some other cable that you're going to have to buy. It was one. But the multiple ones are out of line. MLB's out of line. I get the Amazon stuff, Michael, but the other ones,
But again, people's anger is misplaced. So the Yankees have 125 games on YES, right?
Right.
12 games on ESPN and Fox. 12 games. That's 137 games. That's 85% of the schedule is on basic cable. So, yeah, I think every sport is moving towards streaming.
Right, but
it stinks that it's on so many streaming apps because Major League Baseball sold games, let's see, 4 to Apple and 1 to Peacock. So if you want to get the complete package, well, then you've got to get the Prime app. You've got to and if you have somebody who shops at Whole Foods or shops at Amazon, the Prime app comes with that anyway. It's not like you're paying extra for it. And then all of a sudden you got to pay for Peacock and Apple. Well, if I'm the general consumer, I'm probably feeling a little bit put off as well. But again, 85% of the games are free. Right.
Well, I didn't hear the caller complain about the Yankees. I think he's just complaining in general. Whether right. it's the Yankees' fault or whether it's MLB's fault, it's ridiculous. You're trying to expand the coverage of your game, and you're making it harder for them to watch it. You know. And
but isn't it unbelievable, though, Peter and Don, that we've had a lot of phone calls about this, about the games being on Apple and Peacock, which, you know, I don't like either. I'd rather be doing those games.
Right.
But nobody called up and complained that the NFL is putting a playoff game on Peacock. They're putting a playoff game behind a paywall.
I don't think people have fully understood that yet.
So are we going to get those calls in January?
Yes, because it's going to let's face it, it's going to affect a heck of a lot more people that expect to be able to get a game on over the air. One thing to be able to get it on ESPN, it's usually over the air, and now they're going to have to pay for it. I don't think people fully realize that there is going to be a wild card game exclusively on Peacock, and it's not going to be anywhere else. Now, if your team's playing in it, if the Giants or Jets are playing in it, we'll get it, you know, over the air or on ESPN somewhere, but the rest of the nation's not going to get it, and the NFL's a national sport. I mean, I don't get. That's why I was complaining about Roger Goodell. I know it's $110 million is a lot to us, but it's tipping money for the NFL. Why would
it's
you do that to your
fans?
$3
million a team. $3 million a team. Think about that. They're alienating the fan base for $3 million a team.
For a playoff game.
Right, a playoff game. But we don't hear complaints about that. We hear about four games on Apple and one
you'll
on
hear, it's, No, it's, listen. You'll hear it. Believe me, because I don't think people have fully understood that. But when we get to that point, Michael, people will go nuts.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, come out to see DiPietro and Rothenberg live on Thursday, June 1st, starting at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset for a special pregame broadcast of music from Randy Zoo. Just steps away from Manhasset Station on the LIRR, where after the show, the crew will take the train to Citi Field and tailgate in Lot F before the matinee game. It's the pregame party with Rick and Dave, brought to you by New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, the Window and Glass Dealers Association of New York, and Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. So, Peter, I did go to the Taylor Swift concert on Friday.
I saw you.
And she puts on some show, man. Wow.
Is it really particularly good?
I mean, the production value is off the charts. Like, this is a show that cannot be done in an arena because the size of the stage is the length of the football field.
Oh, wow. It's big.
It's breathtaking is what it is. And, you know, she performs for 3.5 hours, 44 songs.
44 songs?
44 songs. Now, after song 28, it's about 10:30, and I'm calculating my head because I've got a day game the next day. I said, I'm going to get home at 2 in the morning. Because, I mean, although Don knows, MetLife and then Giant Stadium have been around like 40 years, they still haven't figured out the egress to get out of that place. It's a disaster. Anytime I go to a Jet game, I leave after three quarters and listen to Bob Wischusen and Morty Lyons for the final quarter.
The only unfortunate thing here is that you don't have Wischusen to call the Taylor Swift concert.
Right. So She turns to me after the 28th song Callie does.
Oh,
that'd be something.
And she says, "Daddy, would you be really upset if we left now? I'm so tired." And I said, "Of course not, honey. Daddy, do anything for you."
What a kid.
We were home at like 12. We would have been home at 2.
And how nice was it just cruising out to the parking lot empty?
It was almost erotic is what it was.
Yeah, really. I know. We've all been there.
That's a dream. It is. There's nothing better than that. What a kid you got. But
and this woman, Taylor Swift, yeah, right, has such a following that when we left MetLife after song 28, there are thousands of young people standing in the parking lot listening to her music in the parking lot that couldn't get in.
Yeah.
And what did you think of the Bronx's own Ice Spice?
Who was that?
She came out on the song Karma and did a feature. She came out. I know she came out both nights. I guess she didn't make an impression on you.
No, she didn't. The one who came out.
She has like red hair, like a Little Orphan Annie.
Did not come out. While I was there.
How many
nights? Unless it was at.
How many nights? Oh, after, maybe it was after.
We saw Gail, who does the famous song A, B, C, D, E, F, U, which is very good.
Oh, wow.
Another song I only know from Kidz Bop, so I don't know the original.
How do they play that on Kidz Bop?
They say "Forget You."
A B C D E F "Forget You."
Yes.
Interesting.
A B C D E F "Forget You" and your mom and your sister and your dog, whatever it is.
I
hope Phil
Jody told me not to say this,
song.
Peter.
Okay.
Jody told me not to say this because she said you'll have Swifties come after you.
Oh, no.
There was one thing that bothered me.
I want to hear it. I'm not scared of a Swiftie.
So she did this song at a piano on the main stage.
All right.
And it was like a moving ballad. I forget what song it was. And then she stood up and she let the crowd's cheers wash over her for about 2.5 minutes, not saying anything, just looking and like smiling impishly. And then at the end of like 2.5 minutes, which seemed like forever, why would she do that? She says, "That was all very good. I'm going to give you a surprise at the end of the show because of that." Wow.
She said, "I'm going to give you a surprise because
there's going to be a surprise now just because you were so good." Then 2.5 minutes, she stood there and let the cheers just wash over her. I've never seen Springsteen do that.
Is it possible Taylor Swift is a Nas?
I don't think so. I think she's incredibly
talented. I've heard it's possible.
You've heard that?
I've heard that. I've heard Nas is on the table.
I refuse to believe it.
I'm just telling you what I've heard.
You don't know what the surprise was because you left.
Yes,
I think she played an acoustic song. Somebody told me that.
Oh, God. How are you
going to be surprised?
How are you going to sleep now, not having heard that?
It's going to be like Lord of the Flies outside the studio later.
You know what? I've been through worse.
Yeah, why are you going after Swifties?
I'm not going after them at all. It's fine. Taylor Swift is fine. But I went to war with Nicki Minaj's barbs. Or Swifties,
What were they?
Barbs?
Barbs?
Yeah, Nicki's are barbs.
Taylor. Now, one other thing I have to tell you about this concert, which I've never seen before. Ready? Okay. So Callie says to me, during Gail's set, can I get a T-shirt? And I wanted to make it a special night. I said, "Of course."
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
$50 even for the tee.
But that's not even the point. Whatever it would have been, I would have paid.
Okay.
Right? The line in the stadium for merchandise was 2.5 hours long.
It can't be. What you're saying can't be true.
It is because the opening two acts, which came on at 6:30, they went to like 8. I'm telling you, she comes on at exactly 8. And the place opened at 4:30. So people said, "Get there at 4:30. From 4:30 till 8, there was a merchandise tent in the stadium lot. That was 3.5 hours long. And the one at MetLife Stadium was 2.5 hours long. No lie, 2.5 hours. So I said, "Callie, I want to make this a special day for you. But Daddy doesn't wait 2.5 hours for anything."
That's right. And that's an important lesson.
But then she went out, though. because there were people that we knew that were there, and they took their babysitter, and the babysitter was waiting online.
Come on.
So they said, just tell Callie to tell the babysitter what T-shirt she wants. Oh. And that, and she ended up getting the T-shirt like an hour and a half later.
Oh, my God. This kid has it all. Are you kidding me? But why,
I mean, that wasn't the moral of the story, you animal.
Well, no, it's insane. But the thing is, the more you tell me stories, the more I'm going to bury myself with the Swifties saying these people are all insane.
Well, I'll tell you what, Taylor's got a big money-making operation going on. Because the T-shirt, I think, was $45.
So the T-shirt,
the sweatshirts were $65, $70, and every single it was like, if they were handing them out free, there would be less of a frenzy.
It's insane.
People couldn't gobble them up soon enough.
So she sold what, 60,000 tickets for three nights?
Yeah, 180,000.
So 180,000 tickets, and we could do the average on what that is cost of ticket, right? Because they were incredibly expensive. And then you're saying there was an hours-long wait to buy $45 T-shirts, $65 sweatshirts, and God knows what else.
No, 2.5 hours.
So, I mean, guys, I assume this will end up being the most lucrative tour in history. That's what I assume.
Sounds like it.
Has to be.
Has to be.
Insane, man. Wild.
Scary.
But she's good, man.
She better be. But by the way, not only is she good, but guess what, Don? I'm good.
I met a woman today who
let's talk about this.
Keep going.
Well, she was at the bag next to me at the kickboxing.
Ooh.
Oh, now you're talking. You know what? Why don't we wait till we come back?
Tease it.
Sounds like it could be
this
delicious.
Is a 5
no,
o'clock
not at
story.
5.
It's
no.
Yeah, it's we're a 5 o'clock story.
We'll wait till the ENN.
All right, ENN. We want
all right, that's an hour
tonight.
Tease right there,
yeah.
Peter.
Yeah, that's
hour
it's not 5 o'clock worthy. It's not.
All right, come on back right here on ESPN NY and on Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.